I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PASTORGREG for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm so pleased to welcome my next guest to the program. He is the Director of Public Relations and Communications for First Liberty, First Liberty Institute. FirstLiberty.org is where you can find him, FirstLiberty.org. And let me welcome Lathan Watts. Lathan, welcome.
Thank you, sir. Good to be back.
Hey, good to have you. Good to have you. So, question for you, sir. Let's begin. Talk to me about the U.S. Supreme Court. You're going to the Supreme Court because a city in Virginia has denied tax-exempt status to a church?
Right. So in Fredericksburg, Virginia, there's a college ministry. Basically, it's like a campus ministry house that lots of other churches have similar facilities, and this church, you know, had their campus ministry set up there, and the two ministers that lived there in the house to do that campus ministry, and the city denied their basically, it's called like a parsonage exemption, where, you know, churches can provide housing for pastors, and that makes the property you know, tax exempt, and the city denied this church's exemption based on the city's own interpretation of the Presbyterian Book of Church Order. So the city interpreted the Presbyterian Book of Church Order to say that these two people don't really qualify as ministers, and therefore this isn't a parsonage, and therefore we can tax you. And there is long, long-standing precedent and history and tradition in this country that we do not let government interpret religious texts for people of that faith. It is not up for the government to decide who's a minister and who isn't. That's up for churches, and that's exactly what's going on here. So a municipal court did this, and then the Virginia State Supreme Court basically in one sentence agreed with the municipal court. So we're going to the United States Supreme Court, and we'll be filing that, and hopefully the Supreme Court will take it and remind both the city of Fredericksburg and the Virginia Supreme Court that it's none of their business deciding who's a minister and who isn't.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And beside, and even under the IRS code, and there's, I know, you know, there's argument about, but there, you know, I believe it's 508A that says that churches are automatically exempt, period. They're exempt.
Right.
So, you know, this nonsense of having a city come in and try to, you know, make the determination, it's really kind of a scary thing when you stop and think about it. That
Oh, definitely. You do not want the government starting to decide who is and who is not a minister of your church. You do not want the government starting to interfere in the internal workings of your church, of whatever church that you attend. You don't want the government in there deciding these sorts of things. You know, the Establishment Clause was meant to keep the government out of God's business, not the other way around.
Well, and that is exactly, you know, I mean, in my early part of this program, we did a lot with some ministries in the Ukraine, and we used to have a gentleman that came on and spoke to us about what was happening over there, you know, about 10 years ago. And, you know, they would talk about how the Russian government, when they would go, they would literally have to sneak back into Russia because they had orphans they were taking care of there, and how the Russian government would literally sit in the back of the church and take notes on what the pastor said. And if that pastor got out of line or said something that the government found to be, you know, offensive or what have you, there would be major consequences to pay for that church and that minister. He may get a warning, but that's it. If he didn't heed the warning, he and his family were off to jail.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly why you don't want state control of religion.
Right.
It's the biggest difference between, you know, those who think that, you know, our government grants us these rights versus what the founders wrote in the Declaration and the Constitution, that God grants us these rights and government's only job is to protect them. Because if you start down the road of your rights coming from government, well, then the government can take them away.
100%, 100%. And that, I think, kind of leads into the issue of the packing of the court, because one of the reasons for the pushing back against that is that if the judiciary is fully politicized so that you have appointments based on their political world view so that you can ram these kind of things through and not have any kind of balance, that's really where the concern lies. Am I on target with that statement, Lathan?
Yeah, absolutely. The court, politicizing the court to that extent is, there's no going back from it. If you start, the other side, once they're in control of the legislature and the executive branch, will retaliate. And then, you know, they'll add seats, you know, to try to, quote, balance the court back or whatever. And you end up with the court being, you know, a political football, just another extension of the legislature, which it was never intended to be. You know, we wanted three separate and co-equal branches, and part of the judiciary's role is when the executive branch or the legislative branch gets out of line, does something unconstitutional, they have, you know, the authority to say so. But if you start packing the court with people, you know, for the sole purpose of, you know, basically turning the court into a rubber stamp for your agenda,
mm-hmm.
Then it's just another legislative body with zero accountability, because these people are appointed for life. The reason they're appointed for life is that was to insulate them from the political whims of the day, right? If the popular political opinion is expressed through the legislature and turned into a law, and that law conflicts with the Constitution, it's the judiciary's job to say no. You know, this conflicts with the Constitution. If the people want it bad enough, then they can amend the Constitution. But that's the reason the judges are given that sort of life tenure, and they're not elected. They're supposed to be above the political fray and just apply the Constitution to what's going on. And once you start, down this road, there is no going back. And, it's bad for a lot of reasons, but when once people see the court as politicized, they, they lose a sort of confidence in that court's decisions. It's an existential threat to our Republican, little r, Republican form of government.
You're taking, and this is the thing where, again, I talked in the first half hour a bit about, the stealing of definitions. And, when people talk about this left-right thing, and they talk about left-right when it comes to the Supreme Court, people like you and I, all we're asking for is that the jurists that be put on the court are going to follow the Constitution with its original intent, that they're going to look at the 150 years worth of legal documentation that gives clear interpretation as to how the Constitution was intended to be applied, and then look at the cases that come before it and make decisions accordingly based on those precedents. That's all we're asking. That's it. We know that there are going to be times when they're going to say things we're not going to like the outcome necessarily. That may be the case, because we may want something that, really just doesn't quite line up. Okay? I'd like, the whole country to be professing Christianity. For two reasons. In part, the largest reason is I love people, and I really believe there's a heaven and a hell, and I want everybody to be saved, because I don't want anybody to go to hell. I don't want anybody to end up under the judgment and the wrath of God because of their bad decisions. Now, on the other hand, I also like that because I think that we would have a happier place. We'd all be getting along. We would have, so much commonality in that. But, should a law be put in place that mandates something like that? No. And if there was one, I would expect a constitutional Supreme Court to shoot that down and say, Pastor Greg, can't have that kind of a law.
That's exactly right. And, you can be for something. You can be for something and be against mandating it. You can be against something and be against banning it, right? That's how we're supposed to get along in a free and civil society. And you mentioned something I think is important, that the outcome of a decision may not be something that I agree with, but if it was decided on the correct principle, then I can respect that decision. And that is the difference between the way some people in this country view the courts. And some judges, frankly, who view their role through the lens of, well, I've got to come up with the right outcome. And that's really not it. The late Justice Scalia said, any judge that is happy about every decision he reaches is a bad judge. Because applying the principle correctly may lead to results that you don't like, but the principle itself is more important. And that's what, just as you said, that's why we need jurists who are willing to apply the Constitution as it was written, as it was intended, and let the chips fall where they may. If people don't like the outcome, they have means available to them. Yeah. Like I said, you can amend the Constitution, you can rewrite the law in a way that does fit with the Constitution, that gets you what you want. But packing the Supreme Court is not how you go about it. At that point, you're no longer under the rule of law; you're under the rule of men. And your rights, including religious liberty, the ones that we defend, are up for grabs every 2 years, every time there's an election.
right?
You know, or every 4 years, I guess, every time there's a presidential election, you know, to make those appointments. So
It's why God gives us free. It's why God gives us free will as well, folks. I mean, it's why, you know, I have people ask that. Well, then you know, why doesn't God just make it so that everybody? Because it's a choice as to whether or not to love. It's a choice as to whether or not to obey. There's a drawing. There's a drawing in every person, but it is a choice. And, you know, I've learned for years and years of managing people, it is so much better to get people working for you that actually have the same vision and will come into agreement with you and work with you to accomplish the mission versus trying to pull somebody and make them do what you want them to do. Those are the kinds of employees I don't want. You know, it's a war. It's a battle every day. And it's the same. It's the same principle. Let's shift real quick. We've only got about a minute or two or minute and a half left. This situation with mask mandates and mandatory vaccines, you know, whenever they start talking about, teasing about, whenever it starts kind of leaking out, you know that it's not too far behind that they may start trying to come down with this. There are reasons why believers are going to say no, we don't want that. Talk to me about what we do.
Well, this, as you can imagine, in the last couple of weeks has absolutely lit up the phone lines here in our office. And so what I would suggest is that if someone has a religious objection to taking a vaccine, the best thing they can do is go to our website. At the top of the page, click the Get Legal Help button and fill out that little short form that helps us keep track of all the requests. And then we can get in contact with you and walk you through your specific situation.
All right. Folks, there's a lot of information at the site, firstliberty.org. You can find them by going to the CG Contributors at the ChildrenGenerationRadio.com webpage. CG Contributors, just click on Lathan Watts, First Liberty, and you will head over there. They've got 5 points about vaccine mandates to help protect religious liberty for parents and students. Tyranny in Disguise, Critical Race Theory in America's Schools is a Threat to Religious Liberty, and they walk you through that and explain that. And if you need legal assistance, they're there to help you. Lathan, thanks as always for being here. I'll be back with more at Chosen Generation Radio on the other side.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone.
Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg. Get your first year absolutely free.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Let me encourage you to check out my sermon that I gave last weekend at the website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and you can find it. Oh, he's here. Greetings, sir. Can you hear me? Oh, no. There we go. Hey, there you are.
I'm a bit early.
You are, and we're live on air, so just be quiet for a second, and I'll be right with you. My sermon
is... No, I can call you back in 4 minutes.
Well, no, we're live right now. Everybody's hearing everything we're saying. It's all good. Just stick around
okay.
for a minute.
No problem.
Folks, I encourage you to check out. It's called Sermon... Faith That Sets You Free. Stop living a half-Christian life struggling for what you already should have. It's a strong word to encourage you, and it is a bit long, but it's going to walk you through having victory in Christ right here, right now, as we're living. And, I cannot think of, honestly... You think about all that we're dealing with, all the stuff that's going on in our country today, the challenges that we are facing, we just talked about some serious religious persecution challenges with Lathan Watts from Liberty Instant, from First Liberty. We talked with Don Jans before. Al Rasooli, who's on the phone with me right now. We'll be back with him at the top of the hour for our next half hour, talking about Islam and Sharia and the threats of that in our country. Folks, knowing who you are in Christ and having that faith moving in your life and really understanding it, the victory that you have, the theme of this message is... The victory is ours, the glory is God's. The victory is ours, the glory is God's. I encourage you to check that sermon out at the website, chosengenerationradio.com, in the blog section, the second one in, Sermon, Faith That Sets You Free. Stop living a Christian half-life, struggling for what you already have. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio. Al Rasooli joins us right after this brief break.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't worry, you can still get a healthcare program by signing up at Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, we are not insurance, so you can still sign up. You can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals. We have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contract, starting at only $349 per month. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg.